Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are so glad you are on board today. Thanks so much for taking a listen. We are back at the Wisconsin State Fair, the Goose Island Ale House, right next to the Budweiser Pavilion and across from the Cream Puff Pavilion. Come on by and say hi. Nobody at this point in time here today, as far as inside the Goose Island Ale House. They're just opening the doors a little while ago, wiped down all the tables, got everything ready to go, the waters, the beers. They're going to do some special tappings here today for some of the craft brews. So getting ready for another terrific day at the Wisconsin State Fair. And let me say this. I don't think the weather could be any better. If it had to be, right here at the Wisconsin State Fair. And don't forget, we got another event coming up tonight. Oh, by the way, a day game at Miller Park and a night game at Lambeau Field. You don't get much better than what's going on in the state of Wisconsin than right now. I mean, you put the Badgers out there on Saturday, and we're all in. It's just that kind of a week. So a lot of fantastic things happening. Speaking of fantastic things happening, the Brewers last night exploded again. Exploded again early on in this ball game. They win 8-4. Now, it got a little bit nerve-wracking towards the sixth inning. I'll give you that. Fifth inning, the Padres put one up, and then they put a couple up in the sixth and another one in the seventh. But the Brewers had already done enough damage. Eight runs, 14 hits, yet another error. Not a clean defensive baseball game, but when you start out with a five spot early on in a ball game, that's pretty terrific. Brewers get the win last night, knock off the San Diego Padres. They go for the rubber match today, as they take on the Padres yet again. Last night, Lorenzo Cain, 2 for 5, a couple of runs scored. Also last night, Moustakas, another good night at the plate, 2 for 4, a run scored. You had Jesus Aguilar, and he ends up 2 for 4. 3 runs driven in last night. He hits another blast, his 28th of the season in the first inning off of Kennedy. And he ends up going 2 for 4, also a run scored last night. Travis Shaw, he ends up with another one last night, 2 for 3, a run scored, couple of RBIs there as he hits his 23rd of the year, and that was also in the first inning off of Kennedy. Eric Thames blasts one last night, 1 for 4, a bomb, and he knocks one out of the park in the first inning off of Kennedy, who had a hell of a start. Good night last night for Ulys Chacin, who goes 6 strong, giving up 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Soria comes in, throws an inning, ends up giving up a run in that ball game. A couple of one hit, one run, a couple of strikeouts. Jeremy Jeffress throws a clean inning, and so does Corey Knebel. But not a bad night at the ballpark, all in all, for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now they go for the game, the rubber match game today. I got to tell you, today's one of those days. I love the beginning of all of this. As I had mentioned, you've got the state fair today. We're going to be heading north to Green Bay. You've got a Brewers Day game. You got a lot going on in the state of Wisconsin. It has been, I was just sitting here, Ryan Horvat producing the show today, by the way. Radio Joe did the morning show locally on our flagship station, 105.7 FM, The Fan. So Ryan's in today. It's been, I'm sitting here talking to a couple of people. I had some meetings this morning that I had to get into. And they said, we have time for this. You have time for that. Can you do this? And this has been, and I'm going to do a me moment here. This has been one hell of a year. Between going back to September, December, when Sherry and I got engaged about a year ago, actually it's coming up in 2 weeks, about a year ago, ended up moving into my house in December, going through Christmas, Super Bowl, spring training, vacation, kids, all that kind of stuff, planning a wedding, got married. In addition to that, still doing all the traveling, the cigar dinners and the golf tournaments and all that kind of stuff, and doing the show at all the affiliates all over the state. And then now, she has a house that's still for sale that we really haven't paid much attention to, so we've got to clean that thing up and stage it and get it ready to sell. But she's got a house, a beautiful farmhouse that we're selling. And then we sold my house last night on our 23rd home. We've looked at 23 homes in, I don't know, 5 days, something like that. Just a stupid number of houses. We found a house. We walked into a house that I had known for years. And I'd always wanted to know what kind of house it was. And we walked into this thing. And it's, you know how you, if you've ever bought a house, you walk in and you go, we're home.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing I would change. And it's perfect. And because we were looking for room for the kids, because all you think about is as the kids get older, when they have friends over, do you have enough space? You know, like if Alexa has friends over and they're in the teenage years and they're in one room, and Easton has his friends over and they're in another room and they're gaming, do they have enough room in their rooms? Do we have offices to work in? We still wanted, you know, our fun too. We wanted to have our friends over and patios and fire pits and tiki bars. And do we have a bar in the house? And we walked into this house, Ryan, I'm not kidding you. And it was completely what I thought was undervalued. We walked into this thing. Everything's brand new. It's completely gutted. It's stunning. And then you start walking through the house. I got lost in the house. It looks like the Brady Bunch house. Have you seen it on Facebook? Did you see the announcement on Facebook?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Okay. So Sherry put it up last night because we finally, after going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and selling two homes and closing dates and inspections and everything, we finally got the offer accepted, and everything is now done. So we're going to close. I don't know if I'm going to make it to Tomahawk this year, so because of the closing dates and moving dates and all that stuff. So in addition to the wedding, we've now got golf tournaments, a trip to Eau Claire coming up, some cigar dinners. We've got Packers football season. We've got the motorcycle ride, the Harley-Davidson weekend during the 115th, which, by the way, coming up in the second hour of the show or third hour of the show today, an announcement. If you're into Harleys, if you're into motorcycles, if you're into racing, we have an announcement coming up on the show today in the third hour of the program, so you want to be listening to that. And then all of that, and oh, by the way, we wanted to go to Tomahawk because I do that every year, and we go up and do a charity ride and everything there, but we've got two closings, a move. We've got accepted on the house, but we went into this house, and you walk out back, and the gentleman that had owned it prior to had bought this tiki bar. It's a genuine tiki bar, but it's been enhanced to be modern. So it's got Bose sound system in it and stereos, and it's got MP3 players, and it's got all this different stuff in it. Plus, it's got this giant Weber grill. Now, the grill I can only imagine is probably about a $5,000 grill. It's stupid. It's crazy stupid. And then he's got a refrigerator and a refrigerated beer tap.
Oh, man.
With two taps. So if you want to put two kegs, half barrels of beer underneath the tap, you can, plus sink, plus running water, plus electric, plus it's all outlined in like those rope LED lights and everything with the real grass skirt tiki bar type all over this thing. So I'm all over that. And then you start walking through the house, and this great room is huge. And a whole thing. So anyway, we get down to the bottom. We don't even know where we're at in the house. We don't know how we got there, and we don't know how to get out. But you pop up from this workroom, this workout room and a workroom. You know how everybody in the olden days, so to speak, all the guys used to have their little room that had all the tools in it? You can go in there and fix anything in there. There's one of those rooms, and next to it is a gym. And then you go up the stairs, and there's a country bar. A bona fide, barnwood reclaimed, beautiful country bar with refrigerators and beer taps and everything's tiered to put your liquors. It's just stupid. And so we walked in and we're like, oh, we got to have this. So, you know, you get into the bidding wars and you get, you know, you try to work everything out. So that's been the last few days of my life. So if I sound a little bit tired today, it's the first leg of a very long. That's what's going on. And oh, by the way, in 2 weeks, we have our wedding reception. So it's just, it's been crazy. It's been completely crazy. And I haven't been out and about as much as I wanted to, but that's been kind of what's going on. So for those that are listening going, why hasn't he called me back? Now you know. Now you know why. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. That is the number to get a hold of us should you choose to do so. By all means, give us a shout. We would love to hear from you. And in addition to that, you can find us over on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. Track us down there. This portion of the program, as always, is brought to you by our terrific friends over at Cousin Subs. And Cousin Subs, speaking of grills, the grill, that is like the quarterback of your food. okay? When you get to the grill, everything goes on it. That's where it all starts. It's like getting the snap. All the food comes out, goes on the grill, boom. You make up what you want. You got it done. Cousins, the same thing. That pepperoni melt, that extra mayo, extra cheese on that Italian bread, the Bill Michaels, order it, live it, love it, learn it. Woo! It is fantastic, and it all starts on the grill over at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about, but we'll get into it coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are broadcasting live from the Goose Island Ale House here at the Budweiser Pavilion. Stop over and say hi at the Wisconsin State Fair later tonight. I'm going to be at Lambeau Field after that. We're going to be doing our post-game show, and I'm really looking forward to that back on the air. Our seventh or eighth year, something like that. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer Badger and running back, we're going to be together yet again. We're looking forward to kicking off another great season of Packers football and to talk more about tonight's game. And the NFL in general from Pro Football Weekly. Eric Edholm joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing today, man?
I absolutely love the fact that you're at an ale house at 10:30 in the morning. I think that's fantastic. That is utterly Wisconsin. I fully endorse it.
You know, it's funny because I've got the craft brews off to my left. I've got the concession stand that serves up the cheese curds and sandwiches off to my right. And I'm looking out on a sunsplash day at the Cream Puff Pavilion across from me. You're right. It doesn't get much better than it. This is like the way it's supposed to be when you dreamed as a kid that you get paid to do this.
Right, exactly. Well, as soon as we hang up, as soon as we finish this segment, charging up the phone, I'm heading up there. I'll meet you up there.
Perfect. Hey, I got a question for you in regards to Aaron Rodgers. He's been somewhat outspoken. He's gotten, you know, very poignant with some of the wide receivers. Nationally, how has that been received? Because here, most people seem to think that it's very much a leader who knows the window is closing eventually and wants to win and win now. Others look at it as, well, he must be unhappy that they got rid of Jordy Nelson and he's taking a shot at upper management. And I don't see it that way, but give me your perspective.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that now. Obviously, I think there was a time in the off season where he thought, "What's going on here?" Especially when you heard from people out in Oakland saying, "Man, what are the Packers doing letting Jordy go? He's looked great and all that stuff." So, you know, I'm sure in the aftermath, or even maybe leaking into OTAs, there was probably a sense of that. But Aaron's smart enough, and I think compartmentalizes well enough to know, look. Any lingering feelings I have or, you know, upset about that happening, if I drag that into the regular season or even the preseason, that's going to be a negative for our team. So I see it more like you do, which is we've got to get these guys up to speed. Okay, we know who our one and two are. We think Geronimo Allison is three. You know, just because Jake Kumerow's had good training camp practices, we don't know that he's going to be able to step up in that role. Is he going to be the next Jeff Janis? Whatever. Yeah, some of these young guys have to step up, whether it's the three draft picks, whether it's Trevor Davis, whether it's, you know, somebody else on that roster. We need, because of who we are, our identity, we've got to have four and five wide receivers that we trust along with our tight ends and backs to make this whole thing work.
We know Aaron Rodgers healthy takes this team to the postseason. How deep they go, in my opinion, depends on what Mike Pettine's defense does. So give me your thoughts on Mike Pettine as a D coordinator and what you've heard coming out of Green Bay as far as the ability to, get the most out of these guys or change attitudes regarding the Dom Capers regime from years ago to where Mike Pettine is today.
Yeah, I mean, aggressive man defense, I think, is sort of what he's been known for, press man defense. Obviously, you've seen it, you know, in terms of the guys they've drafted in this offseason at that position. That obviously will play a lot into it. You know, he's always been, I think he was unfairly hurt by his head coaching experience in terms of his reputation. I mean, you look at his history, he's had good defensive teams, you know, teams that have been able to generate pressure, and that's kind of his hallmark. I thought he was a good, the way I was described, it was described to me when he was in New York was that, you know, Rex was this guy who, you know, wanted to play certain fronts and blitz aggressively and do all that. And Mike Pettine was kind of his buffer. And Mike would say, hey, coach, you know, let's dial it back in these situations. Let's push the pedal in other situations. He was kind of the perfect, antidote to that. And that was great. And I think that's important. You have to have somebody who's headstrong enough to kind of stand up to the head coach and remind them, here's what we're trying to achieve, but also deferential enough to know the head coach does have final say. So I think he's a great spot here. You know, he's going to fit right in. Will it take a little time? Maybe. Sure. But, you know, you're right. I think for them to take that next step, they do have to just develop a little bit more of a big play mentality defensively and, you know, and just sort of keep scores relatively low for that offense to do its work. And we know they're going to score points. So I feel like they're in pretty good shape heading into the season, even with some, you know, some good challenges early in the year.
Now you've got to look northward towards Minnesota. They are the by many accounts the favorite. I mean, obviously they've got a tremendous defense. They get the running back back this year, and they've at least in their minds upgraded their quarterback position. So as far as Minnesota goes, and let's face it, Mike Zimmer has been a guy that's been fantastic at scheming against Aaron Rodgers, even going back to his years with Cincinnati. So now with the return of Dalvin Cook, you've got Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, and they still got a pretty solid tight end in Kyle Rudolph. So how good is this team? I mean, I still think they're the team to beat, but many seem to think just because of the return of Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are the incumbent.
Yeah, I feel a little bit like a broken record. I've sort of harped on the same two talking points this offseason, and nothing that I've seen this preseason has changed it, which is, go back and look, they were a 13-3 team last year, right? I mean, they were one of the, you know, four or five best teams in football, no question about it last year. In theory, as you said, they upgraded the quarterback. They added Sheldon Richardson on defense. They get Dalvin Cook back in the backfield. They should be better, but does that mean they're going to win more games? No, not at all, not necessarily. So, you know, they won some close ones last year, had a good record in one score games. You know, there's the assumption there's a little luck involved with that, which I think is true. Just like the Steelers, they were 13-3, but to me, they didn't necessarily resemble a 13-3 team, talking about Pittsburgh. So, you know, win totals are sometimes cosmetic in a little bit, and the Vikings could theoretically be a better team pound for pound than they were a year ago, but they could go 11-5. You know, they could go 10-6 in a really challenging division. I mean, they've got tough games too. Not the Green Bay doesn't, not the Chicago doesn't, not the Lions don't. But you know, you start looking at Minnesota's schedule: 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo week one, at Green Bay week two. You know, I don't think much of the Bills, but the Rams, the Eagles, you know, the Saints, all in the first part of that schedule. Would it stun me if they were, you know, 3-3, 4-3? No, it wouldn't. So I think it's reasonable to say that they can be a better football team. But Cousins playing better than what Keenum gave him during the regular season last year, don't assume that's going to be the case, because he was exceptional last year, and I think people have to keep that in mind.
Talking with Eric Edholm of Pro Football Weekly. Now, I don't know really what to make of Detroit. I'll deal with them in just a couple of moments, but I wanted to get into the addition of Matt Nagy and the growth and development of the quarterback down in Chicago and Mitch Trubisky and what they've got going on. I keep looking over the fence saying this team is getting better. I don't think enough people are giving them credit. I just don't know what Matt Nagy is going to do to elevate this team to another level.
They're going to have diversity on offense. That's going to be the biggest difference. I mean, last year when you played the Bears, you know, it was handoff, short pass, you know, punt, right? I mean, that was – we got so used to it. Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen, okay. And then, you know, it's 3rd and 6, and now we got to kick the ball away after an incompletion. I mean, that was really kind of the identity of the team. You're going to see a team that is diverse formationally, that could throw the ball to Allen Robinson 12 times one game and 4 times the next. You know, that has Anthony Miller, a rookie who's looked fantastic. I've seen him twice now one live practice and one kind of walkthrough. But I can tell you they're really buzzing about him and that he is not your typical second-round pick at receiver. He could be an instant contributor. They've got, you know, tight ends who can catch the ball, backs who can catch the ball. Jordan Howard has improved as a receiver. So the two biggest issues with them for me, besides Trubisky, we'll put him to the side for a minute, the offensive line, how it's going to come together. They have no depth at tackle. They're still figuring out the interior positions a little bit, and the pass rush on defense. If Leonard Floyd doesn't turn into something of a productive edge rusher, I don't know where they're going to supply pressure from. They're going to be a good coverage team. They're going to be a good tackling team, but they may not be the kind of team that can rack up 35 or 40 sacks or more. I just don't see it happening because there's really no other proven edge guy on that defense.
So I do want to touch on Detroit. I know Detroit trying to get better. I mean, they bring in Matt Patricia. You know, they still keep Jim Bob Cooter, who worked really well with Matthew Stafford over on the offensive side. Paul Pasqualoni, he is now your defensive coordinator. I mean, I'm looking at this team thinking to myself, how much better really are they? They still have a lot of the same guys in the secondary, picking up Glover Quinn. They've got him at the free safety back there, and he's very solid. But how much better are they defensively to slow down some of the teams in their same division?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think defensively is where you start, especially with Matt Patricia coming on and having that reputation of being a defensive savant and all that. It's tough to say because their defensive front doesn't really scare me that much. I mean, Ziggy Ansah at his best is a very good player up front. But, you know, A'shaun Robinson has been okay. You know, Kerry Hyder is coming off an injury. He was their best kind of, you know, interior rusher 2 years ago. Sylvester Williams, same thing. He's sort of a cast-off. I'm trying to think of who else they have up front that you could really kind of hang your hat on. Anthony Zettel is a nice little player. But that front seven is going to come under a little pressure, and you're going to have to see guys like Jared Davis at inside linebacker really step up. And, you know, Devon Kennard from the Giants they picked up. I always liked him as a part-time player, but is he a 800-snap guy? I don't know. So the secondary, I'm not worried about. I think they have the pieces back there. It's really that front seven to me that I have the biggest questions with. And you're going to see a lot of mixing and matching, you know, zone pressures and different kind of things to kind of scheme their way to success a little bit and maybe cover up some of their talent deficiencies up front. Offensively, Stafford, maybe a better run game with Kerryon Johnson, those receivers. I think they'll put up points. I just don't know if they're going to be exceptional. They better hope to be good situationally defensively. Third down, fourth quarter, red zone, all that stuff. That's really where I think they can hide some of their shortcomings on D.
Okay, one more thing before I let you go, and that is who wins the NFC North and who represents the NFC in the Super Bowl?
I promise I am not just currying favor of the locals, but I'm kind of leaning Green Bay on this one, and I can see it coming down to where, you know, a tiebreaker. Both teams are 11-5 or 12-4 or maybe 10-6 if it's a tougher division top to bottom than we expect or something like that. I wish we had a Vikings-Packers game in week 17. Obviously, that's not how it worked out. But, you know, we're going to see these teams go head-to-head. If they split, you know, it's going to be one more tiebreaker that we have to go down the chain. I think the Packers have a chance. And for the reasons we laid out earlier, I'm kind of hedging right now, but I'll make my final picks in a couple weeks. But I'm ever so slightly leaning Green Bay over Minnesota right now.
Good stuff, Eric. We appreciate it. When you make your way into the Wisconsin State Fair, you got to come over to the Goose Island Ale House. They're going to do a tapping today at 3:30 from some new beverages, and enjoy the cheese curds across the way, babe. Okay?
Oh man, I could eat 100 of those things in a day in a sitting. How about that, right?
Thanks. Drop my name over here. Maybe they'll throw a bucket of them out there for you. Okay?
You are the curd man. All right. Good.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Edholm. He is with the Pro Football Weekly guys, and they do a fantastic job. Wealth of knowledge. Great to talk to him. Great to talk some football. And he is saying just by an edge, it's the Green Bay Packers in this division over the Minnesota Vikings, with the Bears and the Lions then trailing. So good stuff there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or going to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. You hear the music kicking up here at the Wisconsin State Fair. On the stage coming up just a little bit here at the Budweiser Pavilion, Tony Rocker and the Comeback Special. Then you've got 33 RPM later today, and the Toys are playing here tonight. Over at the Charcoal Grill Roadhouse tonight, 7 o'clock, the Rush Tribute Band is going to be taking place later on this evening. Ryan McIntyre, our good friend Ryan McIntyre, between him and Miles, Ryan and Miles, they're fantastic. Miles actually ended up is the one that played our wedding reception, and Miles did an unbelievable job. As a matter of fact, Miles Wengren, he did a version of Rascal Flatts' Broken Road that was – when we walked down the aisle, he sang it, and people have said that he sang it better than Rascal Flatts does. and Ryan McIntyre is on the stage over at Major Goolsby's today, and Ryan is incredible. Two of the best just vocalists in the area. So if you get a chance to come to the State Fair and you see Ryan McIntyre, I know Miles is playing here tomorrow, go out and see him. I highly recommend going out and seeing those guys. Rupinas, Bobby Way and the Wayouts coming up later on tonight. Crank the Radio over at Saz's tonight. The Road Trip is playing at Tavern at the Park, and Breck and Miles over at the Sprecher Landing. So that's your lineup at the fair, and plus on the main stage tonight, the Temptations and the Four Tops. You got a lot of Motown up there tonight. I'm loving that. By the way, speaking of the Budweiser Pavilion, if you're going to be out and about tonight, you're going to come in for the toys on the big screens here. They will have the Packer game this evening, so you can come out here and watch the Packer game as well. Here during the day, you're going to see the Brewers game on the Tavern television. So they've got them everywhere, too. You can't miss a moment of the game because they're in front of you all over the place. So come on out, say hi. We are broadcasting live at Goose Island Ale House in the Budweiser Pavilion. This is Bill Michaels. We've got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are broadcasting live at the Goose Island Ale House. We are right next to the Budweiser Pavilion, where Tony Rocker is getting ready to go on stage in the comeback special. Tony Rocker is one of the like the Elvis impersonators. And Ryan Horvat producing the show today. Radio Joe's and Zola did the morning show on our flagship station. But Ryan and I are talking during the break, and the guys that do Elvis impersonations, they grow the hair. You know, they grow the hair, they get the walk down, they even do the lip to a certain extent. And if you've ever met an Elvis impersonator, there is a part of that persona that they keep. It's not like they just go away and all of a sudden they're Bob from accounting. You
right.
know, I mean, it's just, you know, you're I'm walking backstage before, and I was walking over to get something to drink. And, you know, so I just did one of those. You know how you pass people in the hallway? You're like, hey, what's up? You know, that type of thing. And so I'm like, hey, how you doing? And he's like, what's up? It's like he's a little dude, man. He's a skinny Elvis, by the way. He's not the Elvis that they found, you know, naked and dead on the toilet with a fluffernutter in his hand. But, he, you know, they embodied that. You walk past him and, how you doing? Hey, what's up? You know?
Do you think when they go on a first date, or they're talking to women out at a bar or out in a restaurant,
oh
do you
God.
Think they come off as Elvis, like talking to you, or are they themselves? Like, hi, I'm Bob, but I play Elvis on the weekends.
I can only imagine he's got a dress shirt with a really big collar. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I you can't help but notice the dude because he's walking around with the Elvis hair.
Right.
I mean, that's his real hair. You know, it's not like a wig or anything like that. It's not he's putting on his coconut. It's your you know the minute you see him walking. If you saw him going down the giant slide, you go, look, I think that's Elvis. A skinny Elvis, but an Elvis coming down a giant slide.
Well, that was wonderful. That was fashionable.
You know, it's just I don't know. There's just something about guys that do Elvis impersonations. Now, there's a couple of bands. I will say this. There's a couple of bands in the area that do 80s metal rock, okay? These guys still believe they're in the 80s. And I'm sure in the 80s, they were in high school or whatever, and they were rocking it. You know, they were playing the air guitar in the cars. They were, you know, trying to put bands together coming through high school. They wanted to live the rock lifestyle. But these guys still have the long, stringy, greasy hair. They still, you know, but you're playing on a side stage at a state fair, which is great. You rock the house. You get 2,000-3,000 people just rocking to you to music that you didn't write, but you're just, you know, amplifying. That's fantastic. But I'm sure you're not going to your local North Shore bank and you're walking in and the guy that looks like the lead singer from Whitesnake is sitting back there going, how can I help you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what do these guys do? You know, you can't walk out of here and go be the CEO of a company. You know, it always cracks me up. I'm like, what do you do? You know, usually it's you know, like the one guy I know, he's a welder. He owns his own welding company.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way you have to go.
Yeah, it's not like a welding company where he has to be the CEO and walk around in a business suit all day and he's flying around in choppers to business meetings, you know? He's a welder. But the other guy, you know, I'm like, hey, what do you do? He says, I chill. Like, what the hell is that? He says, I chill. Okay. So this is all you do. Look, hey, if you can make enough money doing this and enjoying your dream, and that's, man, all more power to you, because I get the chance to enjoy my dream every damn day. But I'm always looking at these guys going, what are their day jobs? Can you imagine walking into, say, your proctologist? You got a recommendation from somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who says, I got a guy, he's pretty cheap and he's really good. Okay. And you walk in and the guy comes in with the skull rings on his fingers. He's all tatted up and he's wearing a rubber glove going, are we looking? He's got the fingers out. Bend on over.
Yeah, I'd be walking out of there. No way.
So I don't think I'm going in on that. You know, just a thought. Just a thought for some of the sights you see at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's one of those things you mull over. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. We are coming to you live from the Budweiser Pavilion and the Goose Island Ale House. We're here today. Hey, speaking of good stuff, we have coming up a little bit later on today, in the third hour of the program, we are going to make an announcement today. I'm not making it. But some people that are going to be enjoying the Harley-Davidson 115th weekend and along with Budweiser are going to be making it. So we're really looking forward to that. And when they told me about this and they said, oh, by the way, you're involved, I was kind of like, really? And it's pretty cool. It's something that nobody gets to do, and we're going to get a chance to do it. So it's going to be a really cool experience. And if you're a rider, if you're into that thing, man, make sure you're listening. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, because it's going to be a cool event. Speaking of that, the Harley-Davidson weekend, we have our motorcycle ride for charity coming up. We benefit the Fisher House of Wisconsin, and it's for wounded veterans, those in the military, their families. We can only do so much for them, and this is just another way for us to say thank you. And it's all brought to you by Bud Light. The motorcycle ride is Sunday, September 2nd. That's Sunday, September 2nd. And we can't do this without you. We need as many riders as we can get. And whether it's a Harley, whether it's an Indian, a Suzuki, a Honda, it doesn't matter what brand of bike. Just please, please come out and join us, won't you? And raise some money for a very, very worthy cause. And again, that's the Fisher House of Wisconsin. If you want to find out the information, all you have to do is go to Bill Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com. And you can get registered right there. Go to the events page. At the bottom of the page, it's the 11th annual Big Unit Poker Run Charity Motorcycle Ride, sponsored by Bud Light. It benefits the Fisher House of Wisconsin. Also brought to you by our terrific friends at Concordia University, the Veterans Affairs Department there, and the Wisconsin Brewers Guild. Now, the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, they're a new sponsor coming on board this year, and they've got a great way for you to taste the Midwest. It's the second longest running beer festival in the United States. It's Saturday, August 11th. Coming up this weekend, Saturday, August 11th this year at beautiful Olin Park, Seoul. Every year the event contributes $30,000 to community organizations in the beer festival world. This is one of the, like, trying to get Packer season tickets. It's huge, huge. Wisconsin's Brewers Guild's giving away a chance to win two tickets to the Great Taste of the Midwest in Madison this Saturday. And again, it's like trying to get tickets to Lambeau Field. For beer, it's huge. Join Wisconsin Brewers Guild today. Wisconsin Brewers Guild today. Today only. Then use the Wisconsin Tap Chaser mobile app, and you can find the coupon for Great Taste of the Midwest tickets. Redeem that coupon, and you're going to automatically be entered to win. If you don't win, you still get discounts at the breweries all over the state of Wisconsin, so you can't lose. They're even going to throw in a $5 discount on a membership if you choose to use the coupon B-I-L-L. Bill! B-I-L-L when you join. Make sure you do that. So it's going to be a fantastic thing. Go find more information on it. Download the app, the Wisconsin Brewers Guild app. It's the Wisconsin Tap Chaser, the Wisconsin Tap Chaser app. They're a proud supporter of the ride as well. And I'll tell you more on the ride coming up a little bit later on the program. But if you're a motorcycle rider, please join us. It's a great cause. $25. Get pre-registered. Get the commemorative T-shirt, long-sleeve tee that goes along with this. And keep Sunday, September 2nd, wide open on your calendar. And join us. We're going to start at Budweiser, which is the Beechwood Sales and Service in New Berlin, a 100-mile ride. And we end at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, where we're going to throw a big old party. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we want you to be there. Please come out and join us for a very worthy cause. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show live here at the Wisconsin State Fair right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green and Gold Training Camp Update, presented by Robert Hack Diamonds, where they'll pay you green for your gold. From Titletown, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Titans tonight at 7 o'clock here at Lambeau Field. Former Patriots and Chiefs linebacker Mike Vrabel became a defensive coach in 2011 and then was hired by Tennessee in January. Tonight is Vrabel's first game ever as a head coach.
What am I looking forward to? I mean, I think just watching our team play. You know, I mean, watching our team go out and hopefully play physical, play with great fundamentals, and finish every play that they're out there. That's what training camp's for, and this is just an extension of, you know, training camp.
Packers quarterback Brett Hundley's situation hasn't changed. Even though the Packers added DeShone Kizer, Hundley says he needs to show GMs around the league he's better than he was last season.
Everybody's always, no matter if you're fourth year, 13th year, always trying to improve. So for me, the game continues. The years, you know, just keep stacking, and I just want to keep getting better year in and year out.
On offense, watch for number 16, Jake Kumerow. Although the Packers drafted three rookie receivers, Kumerow has Aaron Rodgers on his side and says he's anxious to get out there.
Yeah, I am chomping at the bit. I'm ready to go. When the preseason hits, I just got to make sure I stay focused, stay healthy. And, you know, when everything gets out there and bullets are flying, you just got to remember your training. Don't try and do anything out of the ordinary. Just stick to what you know. Stick to what the coaches have taught us, and everything should fall into place.
What's the front office reaction to Rodgers' endorsement? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, that's good for Kumerow. You know, I mean, that's a positive thing. He'll probably get more balls thrown his way. But, you know, we're going to evaluate the tape, and we're going to evaluate every day when they're out there, and their professionalism, how they go about it, and their consistency, their durability. We haven't played one preseason game, but we're excited to get out there.
From Lambeau Field in Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're glad to have you. Thanks so much, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. What do you expect to see tonight? Let's be honest, okay? What do you expect to see tonight out of the Green Bay Packers? I mean, the Packers are not playing Aaron Rodgers. I know there are some fans that are saying, you know, wow, God, I'm paying all this money. I'd like to go see Aaron Rodgers play. I get it. I do. But I guess we talk about this every year, the balancing act between whether or not you should or shouldn't see Aaron Rodgers, and should he or shouldn't he play, and what happens if he does and gets hurt, and what happens if he doesn't and the team starts off slow. And we do this every year. We go through this every year. And I know there's people that really want to see Aaron Rodgers on the field, but they don't get a chance to really practice, which is what is probably the most bothersome. They don't get a chance to really get a lot of practice in, specifically under fire, so to speak, under the pads and hitting and you know, tackling and such. They don't do a lot of that. So it's hard to really get that rhythm, that timing, and then to say, well, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to play a series or two. Well, I guess my question is, how much can you do in a series or two? Really? And every year we talk about the same thing. The offense looks really good in you know, training camp and going through the exhibition season. And then after that, they start the regular season, and you can't figure out why they're starting out slow. And the defense looks good, and then as the season goes on, then the defense begins to sputter. You're looking to change patterns this year. I think really what you're looking for out of this first game, just me, and you may have a differing opinion on this, I'm looking to see what DeShone Kizer and Brett Hundley do. Brett Hundley is in the fight for his life. Brett Hundley's trying to hang on to a job. Now, some people seem to think that Brett Hundley's just going to keep that job, that backup role, because he's got the most familiarity when it comes to being a backup in this particular system. We know DeShone Kizer has a lot of athletic ability. He was in a system that just really wasn't beneficial to him. He did the best he could with the Cleveland Browns, but it was pretty much all for naught. Now you wait and see what he can do in a system in which he's got, I don't want to say just better coaching, but a better support group around him. And now we'll see what DeShone Kizer can do. You know, Mike Clemens seems to think, and we had him on yesterday, I was a little bit surprised, but Mike Clemens seems to think that Brett Hundley is going to be the incumbent there and for a year, and then you'll see the transition because DeShone Kizer has more upside. But It would not surprise me if DeShone Kizer all of a sudden shines and Brett Hundley comes out again and just looks mediocre. He has his moments of you know, solid play, and then he's got his moments of, you know, inept play, or, you know, what are you doing? Or you see that throw from up where we sit, and you're like, where was that going? Or you sail one, because he's got a habit to sail one every now and then. So that's what I'm looking for tonight. And the other side of the coin, I am looking big time for this defense. Right place, right time, and no mental mistakes. You're not going to see a lot of switching up. It's going to be, we always talk about the, quote, vanilla defense. You're not going to see a ton of switching up. You're not going to see a ton of personnel moves, I would assume. But you're going to see these rookies, these young guys go one-on-one. They're going to do a lot of press man. They're going to do some hand-to-hand combat, so to speak. You want to see how these guys do. You want to watch their footwork. You want to watch their body. You want to watch their placement. Do they stay with their man? You know, do they have closing speed once the ball's in the air? Do they have a nose for the football? Are they playing with their mind, or are they playing with their instinct? All of that kind of stuff, that's what you're looking for coming up tonight. We'll talk more about it. Jim Wyatt, he is the Titans beat reporter at TitansOnline.com as the Tennessee Titans come a call into Lambeau Field tonight. We'll get the lowdown on Tennessee. That's coming up just after the top of the hour. Brewers and the Padres. Game 3 preview coming up. We'll go with a hot stick of the game from last night. Talk about the stat of the day upcoming as well. And do not forget, we're about an hour and 15 minutes away. We're going to make an announcement on this program regarding the weekend that is the Harley-Davidson 115th. That's that Labor Day weekend. And specifically, Friday night. And apparently I'm included in this. I'm fired up. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show broadcasting live at the Wisconsin State Fair coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.